Scripture reading this morning is taken from Psalm 57. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me. For in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness. My soul is in the midst of lions. I lie down amid fiery beasts, the children of man, whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They set a net for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my way, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart is steadfast, O God, my heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Awake, my glory, awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I hope you can see me better now. Sorry, because I'm a bit short, so I was told to stand on a small stool. All right. Good morning, everyone. Yes, first of all, I would like to wish all the fathers, grandfathers, and even spiritual fathers a very happy Father's Day. Thank you for all your prayers and encouragement for me during my ministry here from 2012 to 2019, and from my studies in the last 3 years. Currently, I'm working in St. Andrew's Community Hospital as an associate chaplain. So basically, I provide spiritual care to the patients and the hospital staff. And so I do this by attending to them, listening to them, and encouraging them. So I also ensure our weekly chapel is in place for our patients. So if you would like to find out more about my ministry, my work, so I'll be glad to speak with you after the service. Let's open with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, make our heart a good soil so that we may bear fruit and glorify your name. In Christ's name, amen. My 3 years of TTC journey has been an arduous but enriching one, especially in the first 2 years. I remember my first year staying in the hostel was a sleepless year for me. For 1 year, I had sleeplessness. It was so bad that I developed vertigo for the first time. I prayed to God to take away my sleeplessness, but my prayer was not answered. In my second year, second semester, I thought finally I could sleep better. But my father was diagnosed with terminal illness. Within 3 weeks of the diagnosis, he passed on. It was another 3 weeks of sleepless nights for me. However, one comfort for my mom and I during those 3 weeks of taking care of my father was that he came to know the Lord and was baptized. After 2 months of my father passing, I was told by the doctor that I need to go for a biopsy. It was unsettling for me to wait for 2 weeks for the results. In my third year, my sleep was improving because things were more settled, but it was also the time when I was approaching another crossroad to discern where I will be serving after graduation. I struggled and prayed. And all this happened when I had to do all my readings and assignments at the same time. Struggling with sleeplessness, facing the uncertainty of the biopsy result, experiencing the loss of my father, and coping with the demands of studies was spiritually, emotionally, and physically draining for me. I felt miserable. I cried and lamented to one of my lecturers. I did not understand why my seminary journey had to be so hard. As if my studies alone was not stressful enough, that God had to add on more stress to me. I felt that I was being attacked in all ways possible, and I felt very defeated. I'm sure you have experienced adversity at some point in your life too, when you feel miserable, helpless, anxious, and fearful. How did you respond, and what did you do? Were you overwhelmed by your own agony and sorrow that you feel too paralyzed to do anything? In this case, for many of us, including myself, our first immediate response was to question why. Why is this happening to me? Why is it during this time? Why didn't God answer my prayer? And the list goes on. Or were you trying to gain back your control of the situation and try to overcome it? But you realize that the situation is not in your favor. This morning, we will look at how David responded when he faced adversity in Psalm 57. Let us look at the background of this psalm. David was fleeing from King Saul, who was pursuing him and wanting to take his life due to jealousy of David's capability and popularity. So David hid in a cave from King Saul. This is recorded in 1 Samuel chapter 18 to 22. While he was hiding from King Saul, David lamented to God. Hence, Psalm 57 is an individual lament psalm. Lament psalm is an expression of distress, pain, and suffering by the psalmist in the beginning and ends in praise to God. The ending reflects the psalmist's trust and confidence in God despite the troubles he faced. This psalm shows David seeking to glorify God in adversity by trusting in his steadfast love and faithfulness. Verses 1 to 5. It also shows David seeking to glorify God in adversity by thanking his love and faithfulness in verses 6 to 11. Having to flee for his life from his enemy's pursuit, I'm sure David must have felt dejected, fearful, and anxious. However, instead of asking God to remove this adversity from him, he pleaded God to show him mercy as he took refuge in him. Verse 1. David was pleading for God's favor, for him to be gracious. And God's favor here refers to God's bestower of redemption from the enemies or troubles. David recognized his own helplessness and his need of a refuge. He could do nothing to save himself, but only to trust God to save him from his enemy. He also trusted in God's power of protection as he took refuge in the shadow of his wings. Jesus used his figure of speech in Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, to declare how he wanted to protect his people like a hen gathers its young under its wings. David trusted that only God could protect him, not even the cave that he was hiding in could do so. David not only trusted in the Lord but was also confidence of God's steadfast love and faithfulness, as well as God's dealing with the enemy. Verse 3. God's steadfast love is also understood as his loving kindness. And one aspect of God's loving kindness is shown in redeeming his people from the enemy or troubles. God's loving kindness is not just an emotional feeling, but is demonstrated in action. David not only pleaded for God to save him in verse 1, but he declared his trust in God's loving kindness to save him. David trusted in the Lord because of God's steadfast love and faithfulness. Yet, we see that David's ultimate aim is to glorify God as he trusted in him in the midst of danger. Verses 4 and 5. David described his circumstances where his life was threatened, yet he gave glory to God. David glorified God in adversity by trusting in him and in his steadfast love and faithfulness. I shared earlier of my struggles in my TTC days, especially during my sleeplessness. I prayed to God to take away my sleeplessness and grant me sleep, but my prayer was not answered. I began to question why God did not answer my prayer and grant me sleep. It was only later, during our graduation silent retreat, that God spoke to me. God revealed to me and said, "I was with you, but you did not realize." From there, I discovered and learned that I was so overwhelmed with my agony and sorrow that I became oblivious to God's presence. I realized that I perceived God only as my problem solver during my adversity, expecting him to grant me instant solution. I failed to see God as my refuge and trust in his steadfast love and faithfulness. My aim was to have my problem solved and not for his glory. In spite of my faithlessness, God's steadfast love and faithfulness remained. I realized that he enabled me to complete all my assignments on time during my struggles. I did not have to ask for extension of deadline. Well, if you ask me how did I do that? Honestly, I have no idea, even until now. Well, it is easy to say that we should trust God and glorify him in times of adversity, but it is another thing to translate that truth in real life circumstances. Hence the question, is it possible to trust God and glorify him in times of adversity when he is silent? If you ask me back then, I would be hesitant to say yes. But now I could confidently and reverently say yes, it is possible. Weeks ago, I spoke to an elderly patient who is in her 80s. She's also a believer. And I inquired about how she was feeling given her medical condition. She shared that she was doing fine as she kept praying to God. And she further shared that if we leave God, what else do we have left? Well, at that moment, I could only say amen to her. I felt that she was ministering to me instead of I ministering to her. She exhibited what it meant to trust God in times of adversity by clinging on to God. She made God her refuge and found comfort in God. She has shown that it is possible to trust God while going through physical pain and emotional struggle. The Westminster Shorter Catechism, question 1. What is the chief end of man? Answer is, man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. In other words, even in times of adversity, our chief end remains unchanged, and that is to glorify God and to enjoy him. in this case, is to enjoy His steadfast love and faithfulness. If you are currently overwhelmed by your adversity, your agony and sorrow, run to God for your refuge. Aim to glorify God by trusting in His steadfast love and faithfulness. Instead of trying to gain control of the situation and relying on your own efforts, aim to glorify God by trusting in His steadfast love and faithfulness. If we do that, then it will be possible for us to give thanks to God in adversity. And this is what happened to David. He was in the midst of life-threatening circumstances, but he still sang praises and gave thanks to God, verses 6 to 11. And this is our second point. Glorify God in adversity by thanking His steadfast love and faithfulness. David described his feelings in verse 6. He said, "They set a net for my steps. My soul was bowed down." This can be translated as being in distress. Yet, David was confident that the enemy would fall into the trap themselves. Under life-threatening circumstances and in distress, David's heart was steadfast. He was ready to sing praises and give thanks to God. You may be wondering, what is there to praise God and give thanks for in times of adversity? The reason for David to do so is because of God's steadfast love and faithfulness. David declared his trust in God's steadfast love and faithfulness in verse 3, but here in verse 10, he described God's steadfast love and faithfulness, which is great to the heavens and to the clouds. David's reason for praise and thanksgiving was not dependent on circumstances, but was solely based on how great God's steadfast love and faithfulness is. This gave him sufficient reason to praise and give thanks despite his life-threatening circumstances. David ended the psalm by reiterating his aim to give glory to God. David glorified God in adversity by thanking His steadfast love and faithfulness. Stories of Hope is a Christian website that features real-life stories of people who found hope in their darkest moment. In April this year, a person by the name of Gordon Ng shared his testimony, which was entitled, "A Dad's Grief When His Teen Daughter Was Diagnosed with Stage 4 Cancer. My Wailing Was Unrecognizable." Gordon Ng was deeply saddened by the news and was overwhelmed by grief. However, he made it a point to pray with his wife every night, together with his church community prayer and support. He and his wife never felt alone. They had pleaded with God to grant Deborah, his daughter, healing and a long life. But they also told God that they would continue to glorify and praise Jesus' name no matter what the outcome. Gordon believed that even if things don't go the way we hope, God will comfort us. As he grappled with the anxiety of a possible relapse, as well as other uncertainties of life, he further shared that if God is God, that quality or aspect of who He is doesn't change because something awful has happened in my life. He firmly believed in who God is, even in times of adversity. And that enabled him to continue to glorify God and praise Him. This is a real-life example of a fellow believer who showed that it is possible to still glorify God and praise Him even in times of adversity. I'm sure there are other similar stories as well. In one of my lecturer's sermons, he said this, and I quote, "Joy is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of God." Let me repeat. Joy is not the absence of trouble, but the presence of God. In other words, we can have joy, praise, and thanksgiving to God in the presence of trouble, because it is not dependent on circumstances, but on God's presence with us. Hence, glorify God in adversity by thanking His steadfast love and faithfulness. What adversities are you facing now? Are you facing problems doing ministry during this post-pandemic time? Are you facing a tough relationship issue? Are you feeling tired and anxious from your studies or from your work? Are you anxious and fearful for your declining health? Are you struggling emotionally for an unpleasant and undesirable situation? It is normal to struggle in times of adversity, but let us set our chief aim to glorify God by trusting and thanking His steadfast love and faithfulness. Jesus struggled too, just before He was arrested to be crucified. He went to Gethsemane with His disciples, and there He told His disciples that, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." He then went on to pray to the Father, and we are familiar with His prayer. He asked God if it is possible to remove the cup from Him. But He added, "Yet not His will, but the Father's will." Although Jesus struggled, He still brought His sorrow before the Father and was obedient to do the Father's will. Jesus glorified the Father by trusting in Him and doing the Father's will. After Jesus' resurrection and ascension, God exalted Him to the highest place and gave Him the name that is above every name. Philippians chapter 2, verse 9. Oftentimes, it is only after the adversity that we learn about God's plan and lesson for us. Are you still willing to trust in our Heavenly Father's steadfast love and faithfulness in times of adversity, when you have to face the uncertainty of outcome and endure the pain? For some of you, you may struggle to trust your earthly father at times, for some reason, because you know they are not perfect, they make mistakes. This may become an obstacle for you to fully trust our Heavenly Father too. But we have those who have gone before us and who have fully trusted in God. We see in their example of what God has done for them, like David and our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us emulate David and Jesus, who trusted God and thanked Him for His steadfast love and faithfulness. On this Father's Day, let us resolve to aim to glorify our Heavenly Father in adversity by trusting and thanking His steadfast love and faithfulness. Amen.